Vermont's stay-at-home order back in March ground nearly all transportation to a halt. But now Vermonters are moving around a lot more. Plenty of cars, trucks, and buses are back on the road. Planes are flying again, though with fewer people on board. But one form of transportation is still nowhere to be seen in Vermont: passenger rail. VPR's Henry Epp has more.
This is normally the point in a public radio story about trains, where you hear a distant horn growing closer, the hum of a diesel engine, the high-pitched screech of wheels on tracks as the train slows into a station. But you're not going to hear any of that, because there is no train right now. At least not Amtrak service, which leaves stations like the one in Essex Junction empty.
It's just like kind of a nice sentimental place. Like normally I like get a coffee at the bakery across the street and then like a sandwich and then I like get on and just have a really pleasant ride. So I'm hoping that that kind of experience can come back soon.
That's Autumn Strom, a senior at the University of Vermont. And we're standing at the Essex Junction station where she'd normally come to take the Amtrak home to Connecticut for long weekends or Thanksgiving break. She thinks if they could, she and many other college students might ride the train home later this semester.
I just think that it'd be something that would be another great option where a lot of other options are now not feasible for people.
But right now, the train isn't an option either. Amtrak service was suspended in Vermont on March 26th as the COVID-19 pandemic hit. And while the company has restarted service in many parts of the country, the two trains that come to Vermont, the Ethan Allen Express and the Vermonter, have not come back. Deciding when they return falls squarely with the Scott administration and Transportation Secretary Joe Flynn.
I cannot sit here today and tell you we have a date certain.
That's Flynn speaking in early September to the state's Rail Council, a 12-member state advisory board. Flynn was there to push back on what he called consternation among some rail advocates over the long wait for the return of Amtrak.
So I'd like to put to rest any thought, rumor, conjecture that this administration doesn't support passenger rail or that our delay in restarting Amtrak is some way of trying to kill Amtrak.
Nothing could be further from the truth, Flynn continued. The evidence, even while Amtrak hasn't been running in Vermont, the state has been charging ahead with passenger rail infrastructure projects this year, including a new station in Vergennes and the completion of a rail tunnel below downtown Middlebury. Those projects get the state a few steps closer to finishing a long-sought extension of the Ethan Allen line from Rutland up to Burlington. But in the nearer term, Flynn told the Rail Council there are three factors that go into deciding when to restart service.
Science, data, and budget.
As for the science, Flynn says it's now clear that Amtrak passengers coming to Vermont from other states pose no greater risk of spreading the virus than travelers on a plane, and they'd be subject to the same quarantine rules as any other traveler. And according to Rail Council member and all-around train buff Carl Fowler, Amtrak is a pretty safe way to get around right now.
Amtrak coaches change the air over 12 times during the course of an hour. The aisles are much wider than on planes or buses. The spacing between the seats, let's call it the pitch, is much greater.
Plus, Amtrak is limiting the number of seats that can be booked on its trains. Data appears to be the hang-up. The head of rail at V-Trans says because trains make stops in many places, with passengers getting on and off before reaching Vermont, COVID numbers need to be at a safe level in those places. But the state has not defined what exactly that level is. Again, rail advocate Carl Fowler.
What I'm not getting from them is a definition of what is safe, and that's kind of my frustration.
The final factor at play is the budget. Amtrak service in Vermont is almost entirely state-supported. The state essentially hires Amtrak to offer passenger rail service. And like other years, this year's budget has funding for passenger rail, says Kurt McCormick, who chairs the House Transportation Committee.
All the money is secured.
Amtrak service costs the state between $8 and $9 million a year, McCormick says. And he notes that money is for daily train service.
The service has to be good enough that people think of the train and can count on it. Whatever day they want to travel.
McCormick points that out because some federally supported Amtrak lines around the country are set to be cut from daily service to just 3 days a week on October 1st due to budget shortfalls. Amtrak is facing significant struggles nationally. As passenger numbers have dropped, the service is asking Congress for nearly $5 billion in emergency funding. and it plans to furlough 2,000 workers. In Vermont, the state's rail director says when service comes back here, the long-term goal is returning to daily trips. As for when it starts up again, advocate Carl Fowler hopes Vermont brings the trains back by Thanksgiving, so college students like Autumn Strom can take the train home. For her part, Strom says the sooner, the better.
Whereas if we wait longer to open Amtrak, I think that it's just going to become more and more kind of an obsolete choice for the student population.
And keeping Amtrak relevant to students is crucial in the long term. After decades in the works, the state hopes to finally extend the Ethan Allen line from Rutland up through the college towns of Middlebury and Burlington next year. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.